This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Ballsy. I know, I want to sing along, but...
Yeah, they won't let us do that even, man.
Well, who is the they? It was that one lady.
No, I think mean like, you know, like.
Oh, you mean like.
Yeah, like.
As long as we don't sing too much of it, we're fine.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the evil bitch woman that called in.
I don't know if she was a bitch. I mean, she was on that call, but in general, I don't know.
She can go to hell. Go somewhere else. Gets getting.
So what's up? No, better than that. You see what I just did? So what's up? No, I'm better than that.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well, here's something I'll throw out there just for fun. And I know there's a multitude of things we have to talk about. Like I already have notes. It's mainly from stuff we talked about earlier, but it'll make its way in.
Yeah, it might have to stay over.
Did you know that, and I don't want to even say the, and this will make the other guy mad who hates when I talk about stuff and won't say the particular name of the business. That's just protecting my ass and the company's, and also Paige and Fatboy's asses too.
Oh.
Because if I said something, we all would feel the wrath. That's why it's a team effort.
I turn on you too.
Like if Paige said a big F-bomb right now, I'm not throwing it on the 250K, right? Mm-hmm. But I would get in trouble anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they payroll deducted.
Right.
I'd probably be the one that got in most trouble.
Because you need to hit the...
You're the dumper.
Because I can turn around fast enough. Don't take advantage of it now. Don't get filthy.
Okay.
But there's only a handful of options that this could be. There's services you can order food to your home. It doesn't necessarily come from that restaurant. You don't understand? There, in other words, people that will go to the restaurant and dash right to your door mm-hmm. with this food or...
That's getting farmed out, too, by a lot of restaurants.
What does that mean, farmed out?
Like, I used to order from a place who had a delivery girl.
Oh, yeah.
She don't work for them anymore
because
they go straight to the delivery service.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a contract for them.
I still don't know what the bounce back is on that. Like, I know they overcharge menu price, so that's how they make some money, too, the food service delivery corporations of the world. But then I think they also get it cheaper than menu price, too, because the company's like, hey, look, if you throw us, because they're not just doing it as a service. They're making money off of it. Now, the drivers do get all the tip. But anyway.
Yeah, and a portion of
this. I just want to walk you through this whole thing. And you know me, weirdo, who, like, even when food is sent here, I overthink and oftentimes will not have any because I don't know really like who it came from. And also the Fat Boy donut thing from years ago. I have some kind of trauma.
I think we know why you got donut trauma.
PTSD is because of... Well, the donut trauma were you saying because I ate 2.5 dozen that one day and almost died? Yep. No, because the guy sent the donuts. So these are for Fat Boy only and Fat Boy ate. I don't know how many, most of them, good bit of them. And then at the end of the show, Fat Boy got an email of the guy wearing said donuts on his private part.
What?
The front, not
but
the
like back. Three, not the whole dozen, like three.
He wasn't shoving donut holes in his, you know, crack.
No, they were not munchkins. Mm-mm. Do they call them that anymore? They should be called little people donuts. Anyway.
Munchkins.
I got a
I'm glad I didn't say anything. That's what I have to say.
They could be potential partners.
I don't know about the particular establishment.
So I got a knock on my doorbell.
Hello.
Got a knock on my doorbell, and I go and I look out the pee hole or the ring, whatever the thing is, door hole. I don't know what it's called. Peeper.
I guess peephole. Yours, you could actually sit there and watch.
Let's not give too many clues. So
I don't want to say where you live, but it's not in South Carolina.
So anyway, I go and I go and look out the thing, and there's no one there, and I'm like, "Damn kids."
Playing a joke on you. Yeah.
And then, so I opened the door and said, it might have been Amazon. Every once in a while, the Prime person, might be a man or a woman, I don't know. They'll hit the doorbell just to let you know, hey, don't let your stuff get ganked. It's out here. So I opened the door, and then there it was. It was a bag from Outback Steakhouse that I did not order.
Oh, they went to the wrong house.
That's what I was thinking. And I pick up the bag, and there it had my name on it. Matthew H.
Are you sure you didn't order it?
Gift.
Oh,
gift.
Yeah.
Thinking of you.
Somebody said, that's very nice.
Now, listen, though. Where it's weird. Mm-hmm. It was specific. I mean, almost to the nth of details exactly what I would have ordered. And I thought, man, I was like, who is this? And then I remember when I was out with my hip surgery, Big Brown brought me Outback.
Yeah,
from Outback, oddly enough. And it was almost the same exact order. So after I go in there and I set the bag down, I'm thinking, okay, you know, what's going through my head? Like, who the hell sent this? Is it someone I trust? Whatever. I get a text from him. I ain't hanging in there. I was like, I'm better now. Thank you. And I sent him a picture of the steak. He's like, well, that's cool. I said, you didn't send it? He's like, no. And I was like,
He's messing with you.
Well, no. He promised me he didn't.
Did you read the rest of the note? It said, thinking of you, .. when I teabag this steak.
No! Gross. I ate it. I did. And it was all like, you know, I thought about that. It's like, you know, they couldn't have said, yeah, spit on it or something. They wouldn't have went with that. You know? So
did I have a potato with it?
Yes. I mean, it was a freaking Victoria filet medium rare with a baked potato with butter only and asparagus.
Would you be opposed to me rubbing myself and watching you eat dinner?
Now, I mean, now, if you told me you did, I'd be like, you know what? It was very tasty. Perhaps will you do that on future steaks for me? Because it was very good.
But you got no suspects. Like, you don't know who. I don't mean to say it like that. But, you know.
No, it's like, that's why I thought I'd say something on this show. It's like, because I don't want to, I mentioned it. So my aunt called me later on that afternoon, and I said, because I was like, the fact she would have known, I mean, she's my aunt, but like, she would have known specifically what I would have ordered. Like,
but no offense, but like, would they know how to facilitate that?
Like, I mean, she's a younger aunt, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But even Aunt Brenda would have been able to.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's.
I feel like at a certain age, the technology just kind of passes some people.
Yeah. But, you know.
Not so, to say she's old.
And I didn't want to like put on social media a picture of it saying, hey, thanks for whoever. I mean, it was like, that was very, very nice. So was it either one of y'all? Mm-hmm. I know one, Fat Boy. Was it you?
Really?
Fat Boy, let me tell you how. Listen to this. This is also funny. And if it was you, you don't have to even say it. But thank you. That was really awesome. And it's somebody that really knows me because it was exactly what I freaking ordered.
Oh yeah, I love to see other people eat before me.
In lieu of flowers, Fat Boy gave me some pens. Now listen.
That's so nice.
You say all. I mean, at first I'm like, because I come in here and there's these pens sitting right here in front of the keyboard, and I said, "Hey, you left your pens over there." He's like, "No, I didn't. Those are for you." And I'm like,
"Those aren't my pens, you bastard."
Is this a little bit of niceness coming out of F Boy over here?
Whoa, we need to stop this.
Like, he felt bad about my mom, so he gave me some pens. Or is it because if I don't have pens, I will be in a bad mood? That's what it is, isn't it?
Let's roll with the first one.
I knew it.
Let's roll with the first one.
I knew it. I turn into a little
bitch when I don't have
I think he got those for you because he wants to chew on them.
Because will offer you a pen that's like the low rent.
It is so true.
Big jobber pens.
I mean, they are like the absolute like
drizzling.
People in Haiti have better pens.
No, I'm telling you, I'm notoriously losing pens. That's why I don't spend any money on pens.
They are the worst pens.
Well, I've gotten rid of most of them.
Should burn them. Well, that'd be remember, bad for the environment.
One of them leaked all over my hand. It's like a murder scene.
Yeah, I bought myself a
murder scene with blue blood. Okay, what'd you do? Kill a royal?
I bought myself a nice 4-pack of .7s. And then I saw him. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy a 2-pack of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's hungry. He wants to munch on the
because I found these at a tree that might grow dollars on them.
Uh-huh. Oh,
wow.
They grow $1.25 on them.
And $5 bills.
And $5 bills on certain orchards.
Dollars tree.
Well, that was
stay out of
the
craft section. But as far as the food goes, like, I don't.
Why do you have to stay out of the craft section? Do you have a weakness?
It's a little rich for my blood.
I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to drop $5.
Are you crocheting like everybody else in this town?
Listen, I buy art supplies.
No, I think it's cool.
Now, if I go to a place that you've been a certain price for a long time, I get a little bitter when I feel like you're trying to work me for four more extra bucks for quality stuff that's about on par with everything else. It's a dollar, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, hey, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. You're talking art stuff?
Well, like, you know, whatever they, whoever they are, deem as a high dollar product.
The dollar Minotti's.
Like, there was a neck pillow for $5. I'm like, come on. It's a dollar pillow.
You really wanted that pillow?
Yeah, but what's the
$5 for a neck pillow?
Yeah, but that means they paid a quarter for it. So what's the person who made it selling it for? A nickel?
Probably.
God.
And guess what? They didn't make it here, more than likely.
I know.
So it's already tariffed up. It's tariffed all to hell before it gets to me.
Terrified. Terrified.
Markup is really bad.
Yeah, that.
Damn it.
I don't know who to guess who said
it. I know there's a bunch of people saying it was them. Here's the thing. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Like, there's somebody out there who might really have wrote one of those texts saying, that was me, you're welcome. The real person, what if it was Shaq or like Madea or someone? They're all oftentimes doing things like that. Post Malone might have sent that to me.
Could somebody have easily found your information to send it to you?
No.
Okay, so...
No, yeah, that's the other thing. It's not just what order, but new, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but it was very, very kind. But I think, though, there should be some kind of communication from said provider to you ahead of time saying, you about to get, what if I just went there and made a sandwich?
Or what if they sent it to the station and it was still here this morning? Well, it wouldn't have been, but, you know.
Somebody would have got it.
Yeah, because that's happened here.
Animals.
That's probably how they would have found out that my mother passed.
They'll snipe food at the door. It's happened to us before. Haven't gotten a chance to go out there and get it, and it's already gone.
Oh, yeah.
And then people play dumb to them. It's got a name on it. Like, you just stole somebody's breakfast.
Oh.
Right. Anybody at work, like, if you walk out there and you're getting the mail or whatever, and you see some food there, you're like, well, I didn't order it, but so I'm going to eat it, though.
I don't think anybody in the building does that. Maybe.
Well, it might have been when people still lived in the woods over
there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, there ain't a whole lot of suspects left.
No, there's not.
No, there's not.
All right, we will break there. That was a whole hodgepodge of stuff. Yes, I did eat it. I said that. You are not listening. I said I ate it. It was good, too.
Yeah, why would you not?
It was real good.
Yeah.
Well, it was like I said. It was, but I still think there should be some kind of thing where they alert you. Like, hey, someone sent you some food. Because, you know, what if someone just went there, bought it, made a fake receipt like it was from D-Dash, and then like Fatboy said, did teabag that filet.
Or they bought something they knew you were allergic to.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know, they really work for them. Now you're making me sick to my stomach.
You're going to get phantom sickness.
Poisoning. I think you're going to be fine. People aren't going to be cruel to you.
It was good,
time.
Though. It was good. No matter what the rubbins wanted, it was fine. It was real good.
The rubbins.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Good morning.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Funny little exchange in here was happening, and Paige was talking about Jeremy Clement's race from Saturday.
Yep.
But we were talking about a different one. And I was like, you know, I didn't hear what happened with the race.
Oh, the big race.
It was not referring to NASCAR and or Xfinity.
Nope.
Or not NASCAR. Or what? God, what are they? Yeah, just Cup. You got it right. Yeah.
Cup race. Cup Series.
Yeah, all that.
Xfinity. Yeah, there was a. This was only a two-man race, though there was an undercard, which I didn't really see much of. Talking about the great sperm race from Friday night.
The thing that we talked about, could not believe it's a real thing, and it is. Yep. And it's ran by a 17-year-old, which is quite frankly odd to me.
Which they've already got $1 million invested into the startup. They want to make this a league. And this is very... What I tuned in because it was they're on West Coast time. It happened in Los Angeles.
How long before some woman says, I want to be in it. I want to be in this thing, man.
You know what? They might be able to find a way for that to work.
She's
going to
get the sample.
Well, same way that Russian wrestler, you know, did their thing. Okay.
So I didn't tune in exactly at 10 o'clock my time.
You actually tuned in for this.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I was in and out because the whole, when they sit there and do a press conference and like a pre kind of weigh in, well, they did all that on the same day. So this whole thing
What are they weighing?
Well, they weigh themselves, like, which is weird.
Okay.
This whole thing was 6 hours. Jesus. Soup to nuts.
Ah, cute.
Too long.
The whole thing.
Soup to nuts.
It is the clunkiest presentation of any kind of event you would ever hear. Hmm. This is where we're at in society.
Is it like an AEW pay-per-view?
You know what?
Clunkier?
If you're an influencer, somehow that makes you qualified to host.
Oh,
so
apparently. Oh, who was hosting?
I couldn't even tell you.
Fauci.
Imagine the hype man from any band, like any hip hop group in the early 2000s.
Oh wow!
They made that person a host.
Shannon Sharp.
It was a man and a woman.
So that's the only name I'm seeing.
Shannon Sharp is not speaking to the press right now.
No, he's a Hall of Fame football player too. So he wasn't a rapper. So he's got a legit case, but that's another story.
And the race was to see who could, who could ejaculate the fastest.
No.
Oh.
That's not it at all.
I thought that's what we said. Who came out of the gate the fastest?
No, they've already got the samples. I got a little video to show you, too.
Swimmers.
They mimicked a track that mimics the female reproductive system.
Yeah.
So each sample, I don't know how they did this. But they had cameras, microscopic cameras. So you follow each sample as a. I'm going to show you the video, but it wasn't even a close race. Turned out I would have lost the bet because I would have backed the wrong horse.
Horse?
Oof.
You know how? $325,000 is the total bets people put on this
race. Silly.
Which is the first of it. They're saying it's a big success. So they're definitely going to do more races.
Is there...
Can I get spit on your chair, something to get the creep?
Man, it ain't gonna. Like, we both guilty of it. I got a feeling it's gonna turn into a meeting here at some point. But we've asked for WD-40.
Okay, so I got a little bit of it, but yours is the real, like, yeah, yours Mine is like Holland House sounding.
Well, I mean, yours is probably just as bad, but like, this is low.
Yeah.
This chair can't get any lower.
What about if we get some of those yoga balls in here to sit on?
That is awful. That is not even comfortable.
I need back support.
Somebody that works here used to do that.
Yeah.
And it was like, even like being an in-shape guy just wasn't good. All right, watch this video now. Don't get distracted.
Okay.
So here we go.
Go on now.
They're both samples. They swim in like some kind of little centrifuge in the center. And then like they just, I don't know how they know to take off. But like the one guy's sample just goes, look, this guy's sperm's not even left yet.
Did they do the anthem ahead of this?
Yeah, man. It's a whole big production. Thanks. 6 hours worth, and look, it's not even a close race, and they're hyping it the whole way. I got audio actually after we see the video, but so they're switching from slide to slide on the track.
Mm-hmm. Did they talk about how they train prior to the event?
Yeah, it's a whole big thing. They bring out the cash. The winner gets $10,000 in cash, and the guy's like, "Oh, going to the club." Nine.
Oh my god! Oh, that's dude. It looks like
it's creepy.
What was the Nintendo game?
It's not even
RC Pro Am. That's exactly what that looks like. RC Pro-Am.
Yeah. So when they finish, I don't know what happens after that.
Well, they probably have a cigarette.
I would think.
Like, I don't know.
The right protocol.
I don't know what happens to the sample. Are they just swimming off the side of the...
You just let them die.
Please talk without moving.
It's the god dang it. Now you're going to kind of. Don't get distracted. Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, all this right. is to determine a champion. One more time, UCLA on top, USC at the bottom. This is for all the marbles. Send the swimmers through the finish line.
Oh, my God. And this looks like a tighter race. They're neck and neck. Tristan with a slight lead there. And we'll see how they make it through these turns now. Remember, that big ball is the halfway marker. Sometimes having more swimmers doesn't mean that they're faster. These are head-to-head. We might have a photo finish. This is going to do it. Tristan Milker explodes through the finish line. USC wins.
The woman was the most annoying
okay,
person.
Okay, so I was going to say that. Without,
that needed to stop.
Yeah, like that's probably just for equality right. to have a woman on the set just to make this not seem so, like, whatever.
Male dominant?
Well, it has to be, though, because
it's, you know. She's an internet personality.
Oh.
Why do you?
Chanel West Coast.
Too many people now have a voice. And they aren't.
Why does that bother you?
Because they aren't entertaining. It's like,
oh yeah,
you sound like the left.
You sound
after
like
the
YouTube.
That's why music and movies were great in the 80s and 90s coming up, because there were people to filter that for you.
Right.
So when you saw a movie, you heard music, you're like, okay, this has been refined. Somebody knows about it.
And how many times have you heard, oh, this is a great movie, you need to watch it, and it sucked?
Not so much, but yeah.
You replaced your mind.
Back in the day.
Nobody watched that.
Yeah, the chick's name's Nina Lee. She's awful.
Nina Lee.
Just annoying, just dumb, stupid, aggravating, and loud, yenta.
All the little puns that they were making. And so what was that to watch? Did you pay to watch it?
No, it was free on YouTube.
Okay.
They got a lot of YouTube hits.
I can see, you know, if there's nothing else to watch sports-wise, senior citizen law, bowling, sperm running would be probably the next one.
I don't know if they can replicate the interest for the next boring. One, but... The fact that, like, you actually wanted to see how that would look, now that we know.
I mean, it's interesting to see, but that's just a represent. He's having sex in here.
God almighty.
I can't see the person, but I see.
It ain't a dude.
You want to trade chairs? Find one.
No, see, that's the thing. I can't use any of these other chairs. These are too, like, slimming at the hips. That one you can't really move in.
That one chair, if you stand up too fast, you'll take it with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It catches the handles on the side.
So like, this is the only option, really.
I just, it's part of the fun.
Oh, yeah, but you know, it's, you don't have too much fun.
Maybe we'll get wooden chairs from here on out. That don't
you know what? If we want to get like some rockers down into a Cracker Barrel, that's cool.
You'd only hear us when we're like swinging up toward the microphone. We're back here. Oh, now we're back.
Clocking.
Going back and forth.
Like, yeah, I got to reach up to press buttons.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you, several people want to know on the text line, did you put any money on it, Fat Boy? Oh, no, you said that. You said who you would have bet on did lost.
Who I would have. I couldn't find a book that was taking action on it.
Couldn't interview any ex-girlfriends from the guys to see
it. I would have took the wrong guy. I took the guy with a higher testosterone count, not the actual higher sperm count, based on previous science according to their race. So, you know,
the race of the sperm, not of the people, or vice versa.
Well, you were the race of the people, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't even close, man. It was a blowout.
Cute. So, that's cute.
We'll see if I don't know how they would do it. Like celebrity, would you watch a celebrity version?
I mean, I like
maybe
the one thought was, this seems like a bunch of guys got high one night, and one of them had a little bit of motivation. He's like, "You guys remember we had that idea about we'd like to see how fast it actually happens when we do that? My dad's giving me $1 million to do this. We're gonna get sponsors.
I don't know,
Fire Island.
They're saying
or not Fire Festival, not Fire Island.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, that's a wrong one.
That thing was terrible.
Hey, Paige.
Yeah.
What are you working on in the plexus?
You wouldn't believe what landed in a woman's margarita at a restaurant in Virginia. I'll tell you about that next.
Probably a roofie.
Was it the finish line of that race?
Nothing.
Who knows? Oof. All right. You'll tell us next, you swear.
Oof.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And if this happened to me, I would be extremely traumatized.
Okay. Oh, no.
Something landed in a woman's margarita at a restaurant in Virginia.
Landed in. Okay, so.
Landed in.
I'm going to go with the easy answer. I'm going to say fly.
I'm going to go a little bit bigger. I'm going to go a bird.
A bird.
I got belches.
Oh, give me a good one. So, not sour one, though.
Her name is...
They're not
is
making noise. They're just like...
Carletta Andrews, and she was at a place near Richmond this month called Patron Cantina.
Oh, Fat Boy wants us to get one of those.
And she and her husband had just finished eating at the bar when she felt something hit her forehead and asked, "What was that?" Then she looked down at her drink and found something in her drink. She freaked out. And what she
saw... There's Lieutenant Frank Drebin nearby.
That's just... Here.
Naked Gun, for those that are Googling it right now.
I hope the new one's good. This is son.
That commercial's funny. Ooh, ooh, that's just under the police.
I can't believe they acknowledged OJ. And the new
I know.
One. Which you have to.
But yeah, I mean, you can't. People would be wondering.
That gets into like some legalities at that point, right? Like, oh, do we got to cut somebody a check?
That's the thing, though. If they, like, who was it they would show? It was Marlon Brando. They would show scenes of him all through, like, Superman 3, but he was only in Superman 1. And that kind of changed something in Hollywood of, like, you can't use scenes if you don't pay me again or something, you know.
Yeah, some stupid rule.
Well, so let's go back to the story and how terrifying this is for me. She looked down at her drink and freaked when she saw a baby snake in her glass. Baby snake? It's not like baby sharks. Baby shark's cute. Baby snake's
don't
not cute.
Don't say baby shark. You're don't messing it up for a batch of parents right now in the car with their kids.
So she snapped a picture. Cute and not cute.
So I guess they're eating outside, or you probably don't know.
Well, this is what they think happened. So they took a picture of it, and the snake was wrapped around her straw, and I guess it hit her. And the employee tried to remove the snake with a stick, and then another customer grabbed it and took it outside. So we don't know what type of snake it was, if it was venomous or not.
But
she says an employee offered to move her to a booth, and she just got out there as fast as possible on Wednesday. And they did comp her meal. But
oh, that was sweet.
The owner of the restaurant says that the snake must have gotten in through the air conditioner. It apparently fell from the ceiling, bounced off her head, and landed in her drink. Boom.
Nothing but net. I wish Creature Preacher was there. It's like, oh, this is a wild snake. This is in your margarita.
I was thinking it was like in the drink. You know, like what was the...
The worm in the tequila?
Yeah. And there was one that had a scorpion in it, too.
That's Jose Cuervo, right?
Yeah, the scorpion in it?
No, I think the worm.
God, which one was that?
Yeah, one of them had a scorpion, though. It was real kind of pricey.
You ever pawn a bottle of Goldschlager? Like, is there enough in there to, like, is there an ounce of gold in Goldschlager?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I used to, Goldschlager and...
Can I pan your poop after a banger of the weekend?
What is, that's kind of, Goldschlager is kind of cinnamony, and there's this other, that mint liqueur, what is that?
Rumplemints. Or schnapps?
Schnapps, yes. Those are the things that people used to take skiing with them and drink on the ski slope. Ski? It
brings back bad memories. Just the hearing the word schnapps turns my
why?
Tummy. Because I drank a bunch of peach schnapps.
Oh, and it did. Oh, yeah. I see that.
Oh, I can smell it now. But the baby snake, I mean, you like let him chew on your finger, right? Like you could just pick it up.
Unless it's venomous, but why would you?
They don't get the venom until later, right?
Like, I don't know.
No, snakes can hurt. Little baby snakes can. They're kind of.
They're
like,
born with venom already?
I think so.
Well, yeah, where would it come from?
We got to, like, develop it, right?
Protect themselves with their venom.
Of course, going back to the race you were talking about, what, like.
Yeah.
Not to be gross, just asking a scientific question here. Like, let's. I don't want to ask it because it sounds weird by even asking it, but, like. When does sperm develop in the male body? In other words, is it through puberty? Is it already there and it's just like...
You start at puberty, right? And then you make it every day. Like, you make it and make it.
But it's not there before at all.
No, that's only with the girls. They're born with all the eggs they'll ever need.
God. That's crazy.
But, you know, we make the sperm. I'm making it right now.
Oh, for real?
I don't know if you can hear it, but.
I was wondering what that loud noise is. That's what it is.
It'll be milking at 9 o'clock.
I don't want to make it, but my body's like, we got to make it. I'm like, no, we do not need to make it.
Are you a donor? Do you make it to donate?
You know what? I didn't look into it because I got to imagine you got to be like a certain like physical specimen, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
They're going to want to look me up in the book and be like, he's a tad overweight. Just means there's more of it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but they don't, not everyone.
Everybody likes fat babies. You just want a fat baby.
Of course.
I'm going to make you a fat baby.
Wait, the preemies are cool too.
But he has. I'm just saying, Fat Boy has features that are nice. He's got beautiful blue eyes.
He's got strong ass legs.
But you know what? Like, you can pick this stuff now from. They can make embryos of this stuff already from whoever. I don't know how they do it, but you know, people can pick out their eye color and. You know, cisgen, whatever you want your baby to be.
Well,
because you can't force gender specimen on a kid. We've learned that, right, the past 10 years.
Well,
that's what I was supposed to
genetics,
say.
Though. That's coming from.
Well, they can manipulate the genetic codes.
That's so.
It's going to cost a lot of money, but I mean, they could.
Do you think we'll ever have, like, you can go to the mall and build a baby? Like, you can build a bear?
Yeah, I think you could do it now at these clinics, right?
Well, wasn't that like for the rich and wealthy, like the incubator babies and stuff? Like that was them just going in and.
What do you mean incubator?
Like the incubator babies from like the turn of the century. Like you'd go to the circus and the fair and you would see incubator babies and you could buy a baby.
Well, I didn't know you could do that then.
Oh, yeah. World's fairs and stuff. They had incubator babies.
I thought it started with the orphan train. I didn't know it started way before.
The orphan train apparently was like the leftovers that no one wanted.
God,
I know.
Blair was on the orphan train.
Well, he was in that that orphanage where you could go purchase a child and not just adopt. You could like under the table go buy, and that's the way his was.
You could have bought the Nature Boy. But you wouldn't have known it because he was fat when he started wrestling.
No. You imagine, you go, you get the Nature Boy, you ended up with Buddy Landell.
Yeah. He's
oh, God.
What a mistake.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
Oh, he was it was not near Rick.
Mm-mm. Oh, boy. All right. So, men, did you know that you are more likely to buy a new phone just because? Are you going to go out just because there's a new model?
Nope.
Nope. I'm still in the 14 Pro Max. I had the heaviest iPhone ever made. And I don't like it.
I have the year before. I'm not excited about switching up.
I would still have my 6S Plus if I didn't get a deal on this one. Still would work.
What is it now? 16 is the current?
I think so. For now, until it comes out, you know. God. Something else.
Have you ever thought about, like, well, it's a personal question, I guess. When you buy your phone, do you straight out buy it, or do you add it to, like, the escrow?
No, it's always financed through the contract.
Like,
only because I don't have $1,500 for a phone at once.
Yeah, but go and look what you actually paying for the phone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's where they get you, man.
And it's like, you think about, like, every person walking the streets mostly, or driving car, whatever, they have a $1,000 device in their pocket at all. $1,000.
That's why people pay to unlock them as soon as they can, so they can just go somewhere else and just eat that cost and get collected.
I know. Remember the dudes that could jailbreak stuff for you? Like, those guys, they lost their industry. It's gone.
Jailbreak.
Dude, the fact that, like, you know, your cell phone person will take a picture with you when they, like, you bought a car. Like, you finance a device.
Yeah.
It's a phone.
I mean, yeah, it's $1,000 pretty generally.
That's now. Wait a few months and see what they are.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
Because for some reason, we're not making the chips like we said we were going to. That NVIDIA stock should never drop. It should always be going up.
Amen to that, buddy. You know what else I thought about over the weekend? You know, like, this stuff with Ukraine and you know, we were talking about wanting to buy Canada and all this stuff. Like, you kept saying mineral right. I can't even say it. Mineral right. You say it.
Mineral rights.
Kiss my ass. Can you say it, Fat Boy?
Mineral rights.
You did that on purpose. Mineral rights. And do you know what? So I looked it up. You know what? It's not just your precious metals and your oil and all that stuff. You know what else it is? Fossils.
Yeah.
It's fossils, too. Fossil meaning fuel. Not like fossil fuel, but like dinosaur cobalt. Bones and stuff.
Cobalt's a big one.
Why would you want to buy that, though? To
are you kidding?
Manufacture what?
No, it's not. That's worth a ton of money. Like dinosaur bones?
No, like cobalt for batteries.
Crazy. And don't even get us going on lithium.
That's what countries are offering up. Now, Ukraine was offering up minerals like, hey, here's what we got.
But what are the minerals, though?
They had a bunch of good ones. I can't remember what all they were.
Limestone? Send some to the college.
The university.
Like, who's got what? Like, everybody's got... I mean, imagine everybody's got gold, platinum, silver, all crap like that.
Well, yeah, and then we found out, like, sadly, through Hurricane Helene, that, like, Western North Carolina is full of lithium. Like, huh, I didn't know that.
And they're all traded as commodities now.
I thought it was all just gravel, like here. It's like we mine gravel here in South Carolina.
Yeah, we do.
Did you ever think you would have to pay money to get water? I mean, as far as, like, buying it to drink. Is it going to be traded as a commodity? It probably already is. Water, gasoline.
It's like when people say energy, like trading energy as a commodity. I can't really, I get it, but I can't fathom what that means. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how you measure it.
I don't know how you trade that.
I don't either. We can't.
Look at the waterways, especially in North Carolina to South Carolina or Southern and Northern California. Like, who owns the rights to that with the aqueduct?
Yeah, because California was getting their water from Washington State, right?
And I never realized that either. And then I also didn't realize that, was it Minnesota gets their internet from Canada? So when crap happened, they shut down their internet?
Yeah, jacked up the price.
Part of Detroit's got to get their power from Canada, right? They're so close to it.
Yeah, they have to. But yeah, like I told you, like my internet thinks I live in Charlotte still. And that's
mine too.
I never get to find out about any of the cool specials going on in upstate South Carolina. They just tell me about stuff in Charlotte, which sucks for people in Charlotte who are buying ads in Charlotte because I'm in Greenville watching.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get into the mail sack, the riseguys@aol.com. When was the first time you did it? How old were you, Paige? How old were you, Fat Boy? The first time you did it. And I ain't talking about sex stuff. We got an email from a guy who did something for the first time ever at the age of 33 years old.
Skydiving?
God, you guessed it wrong. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.